We're still within the sugyas of Shemitah Ksafim. We'll see how the yisod that we developed yesterday from Rav Nachum at the end of Shir will help us today as well. If you remember, we developed a very important yisod from the sugyan Gitin with regard to Rashi's Shita Leprusbo. We'll see how this is going to help us understand our Gemara. Okay, the Gemara tells us as follows. Amar, the Amar, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Omer lachaveiro, amenas shelo tishmiteini shvius, shvius mishametes. Somebody makes a condition with another person, he's giving them a loan, and he says, amenas shelo tishmiteini shvius. That means he wants the loan to be paid even after shvius, and shvius should not cancel the debt. And chiddush is, shvius mishametes, that this tenai is invalid, and Shvius, in fact, will cancel the debt. You can't override Shemitah with a Tanai of Almanas. Says the Gemara, Lema Kasaba Shmuel, Masta Masha Kasaba Torahu. Masta Masha Kasaba Torah, Tano Batel. It would seem, therefore, that Shmuel holds that this is considered Masta Masha Kasaba Torah, because the Torah says Shemitah should cancel the debt. And Shmuel is holding Masta Masha Kasaba Torah, Tano Batel. The Gemara is now going to ask a Kasha. In fact, the Gemara va'itmar, but uchara we have indication that Shmuel holds otherwise. Va'itmar omer chaveru amnas de'engacha alai ona. So that means he's selling him something. Normally, there's halacha in the Torah of ona that if there's if the price he's charging is exceeding a shtus, a sixth, then the mekach is bato, and by shtus there's halachas of machzer ona. There's a claim that the person who's been deceived can have. He can be machzer the ona, he can be batul the mekach, and this person wants to make a tanai that there should be no rules of the Torah of ona that should affect this sale. So we have a machokis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, yesh lo olav ona, u'shmu Amar, en lo olav ona. What do we see here? According to Rav, the tanai is invalid by ona, and the halach of ona remains in effect. The Shmuel says, that means that the Tanai is valid. That means that Shmuel holds that Masna Masha Kasaba Torah Tano Kaya, at least in this case. Now, in that Sugya Bamitsiya, we'll soon see maybe inside, the Gemara has two ways to explain Shita Shmuel in light of a Machokes Tanoim about this issue. The classic example of Masna Masha Kasaba Torah by a Dovash of a Mammon. Here's a case of a person makes a tanai when he's marrying the woman. Amnas she'engach alai she'erksus. She'erksus va'ona, but the issue of the mammon is she'erksus. Can a person make such a tanai that he would not be mechuyev in those monetary obligations of she'erksus? So we have a machokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rav Meir hold? Tano batel. That a person cannot make a tanai to override the din haTorah, even though it's involving mammon. Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'davar shebe mammon tano kayam." In other words, she'er ksus, which is davar shebe mammon, you can allow for such a tanai, and in fact, the condition will take effect, even though there will be no obligation on the part of the baal to pay her she'er ksus. So the Gemara there, B'mitzia Nun Aleph, at first glance suggests that Rav and Shmuel, this argument by Ona, would line up with the Machokes Tanoim, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rav, who said that the Tanai by Ona is not going to work, the din of Ona remains in effect, that follows Rav Meir. And Shmuel, who says that the Tanai is valid, Engel Lev Ona, that works with Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara initially suggests, one mahalach. So Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yehuda rather, that you could have a tanai shebe mamon against what the Torah would otherwise have told you, because the person is mochel, so that would work. The Gemara says, no, maybe it's not that Shmuel has to be dafka like Rabbi Meir, and Rav has to be dafka, Shmuel has to be dafka like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav has to be dafka like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara works out that Rav could even go like Rabbi Yehuda, because over there, there's more readily a mechila, because she knows what she's accepting, that she's not going to get she'er ksus, but here you don't really know. So therefore, maybe if Yehuda would also agree, it wouldn't be a good tanai. And then in terms of Aaron, in terms of Shmuel, the Gemara says, and it's a different Svara, the Gemara says, and Adam, if you could have Meir, that a Meir would agree when it comes to Ona. Why? Because Miyema de Ka'akar. By Rav Meir, it's Vada, you're going against the Torah. By setting up a condition without Sheik Sus, it's clearly a clash with the halachos of the Torah. Here, the Tanai is not Vada, because we don't know what's going to be as far as the Ona. Maybe there is no Ona here in the price. And therefore, in that case, you can make a Tanai and it will work. So we have two ways to understand whether Shmuel's Shita by Ona is specifically within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, or could even go with Rabbi Meir. So for now, let's keep it simple. Tosu's going to bring in the Svar of Akar and how it applies to Shvius. We'll leave that for the side. Let's keep it simple now. Like the Ramban is going to say that this Sugya is going with how the Gemara originally suggested in Bamitzia, that Shita Shmuel by Ona is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, that when it comes to Davish of the Mammon, you can make a Tanai against the Torah. Davish of the Mammon is different. But now we have the Kasha from Shemitah. So what do we have here? On the one hand, Shmuel says by Shvius that Shvius Mishametes, that the Tanai is invalid. You can't change the halachas of the Torah with your Tanai. No, the Gemara is called Shvius a Davish of the Mammon. And when it comes to Ona, Shmuel holds otherwise. He holds that the Tanai is valid. Now, why is Shvius Davish of the Mammon? That's interesting. Achor Shvius is also relevant for Yisurim. We've discussed this, right? There's an Isser Lo Yigos. So what do you say? But there's also Mammon. So the only issue the Gemara is talking about is the Mammon, but the Isser is not going to be affected. We saw this discussion with the Suffolk and the Yosef, right? We had to know whether it's a Suffolk of Mammon or a Suffolk of Isser. We have to know exactly what about the Isser here. I understand by Mammon, Davish of the Mammon to no kind, but apparently you see in this Gemara, again, that Beis Yosef is very relevant here, but you see in this Gemara, the Gemara wants the halacha of Shvius, of a Tanai, of Shvius should be defined as Davish of the Mammon, and therefore the halacha that you find according to Shmuel by Ona, that you can make a Tanai by Davish of the Mammon, again, for now we'll say that's Shitas Rav Yehuda by Sheik Sus Ona. That should also work by Shemitah as well, that what? That there should be ability to collect the chov after Shvius, and Shvius is not Meshamet. This is the Gemara's Kasha. So what's the difference? Why by Ona does Shmuel hold that the Tanai will work by Davish of the Mammon, and over here, by quote, Davish of the Mammon of Shvius, the Tanai, Shmuel says, is not going to work. Shvius is Meshametis. And for the Gemara, Ha'itmar Allah, we have said on that statement of Shmuel with regard to Ona that it's not as simple as you're making it. Depends on the nusach of the Tanai. Amar of Anan ledidi mefarshili minei de Shmuel. To me, it was explained that Shmuel was talking as follows: Amenas she'ein racha alai Ona. If you say a lashon of ein racha alai Ona. That's the lashon that was used in there in that machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That's when ein lo alav Ona. So that's where Shmuel holds what he holds over there, that it's a good Tanai, and in fact, ein lo alav Ona, and he can't make any claim against him until he claim for Ona. However, on the other hand, al menas she'ein bo Ona, if you use the language of ein bo Ona, a different lashon, ein bo Ona, not speaking about the relationship. Ein lecha alai, but ein bo enough to see what that means exactly. What kind of tanai is that? Then hare yesh bo ona, hare yesh bo ona. In other words, the halacha would be that the ona, the halachas of ona would remain in effect. And hachinami, and in light of what Rabbanan said, so now we understand here by Shvius, it also is going to depend on the lasha. Hachinami, amenas shelo tishmiteini b'Shvius. If you say a lashon of shotish miteini b'shvius, which is again speaking about the relationship, the person tish miteini b'shvius, so then ein shvius misham tasa. So then, in fact, the Tanai would take effect over to override the Torah, similar to what to ein lecha alayona. But what was the case that we discussed? Not that amenas shotish miteini shvius. then Shvi'is Mishem Tasa. So once we know that there's a difference in the language by Onah, now we can plug in Shvi'is and see that it depends exactly how you word it. What exactly are these two Lashonos by Onah and by Shvi'is, and what is it all about? Zakt Rashi. L'didim Mefarshili, and so on, Ein Lo Olav Onah. This is if you use a lashon of Amanasi Ein Lecha Olai Onah. Shaha Masna Mashakasa Batorah Tino Kayim. So that's if you use a lashon of Ein Lecha Olai Onah. So then we say that you have a right to be Masna Mashakasa Batorah. We're going now for Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, right? That is a valid tonight to go against the Torah. The Im Omar Lo Amanasi Ein Bo Onah. If you use a lashon Amanasi Ein Bo Onah. So then what you're doing is not making a t'nai that the person should be mochel his claim of onah. What are you doing in fact? What is this t'nai? This t'nai is telling the person that I am not cheating you here. I'm not giving you onah in this price. The price is exactly the price. It's not onah. But Vareyanu Roim Shiyesh Bo'onah. That's the Lashon HaGemara according to Rashi. When the Gemara says, if you said Ein Bo'onah, Hare Yesh Bo'onah, so how does Rashi read the words of the Gemara, Yesh Bo'onah? But obviously that is not true. He's misrepresenting. He's saying there's no Onah, but there is Onah. Interesting. What is it? Tanai exactly. You need to say, what are you gaining by making it tonight as opposed to not making it tonight? L'maisa. You know, if there's no Onah, there's no Onah. So what are you telling the person? What my nafkamina that you're making a tonight? There are two struggles here with Rashi. Would there be any halachic nafkamina for the fact that he's saying this? Stop, he's using words. He's saying, I'm telling you there's no enough, but my nafkamina. Could be nafkamina for certain halachas of not even less than the shtus. What would it mean exactly? But l'maisa, that's what according to Rashi, that's the meaning of yesh harei ein bo na. It's just a way of speaking to him that there's, you have nothing to be worried about. But we see there is Onah. Ubahai Moda Shmuel Diyesh Lo Olav Onah. Here Rashi doesn't say the words, but as the Tosafot in Peretz, and Rashi in Bava Tzvi actually adds, two Tosafot quotes it this way also, Memelawat. So what is that called? Hareish Bonah. So what is that called? If I tell you one thing, if it's not really true, Mekachtos. So it's a Mekachtos. So that's the case that Shmuel would agree to by Onah. So we know that by Onah, there's two different ways that it can be stated, the Tanai. In one case, it would be a valid Tanai against the Torah based on the Lacha Mas Mashkas B'Torah Tano Kaya, B'Dav Shemam Tano Kaya. That's a Lashon Ein Lacha Olai Onah. And there's another case where in Bo Onah, which is not going to be that, because what you're doing there is simply telling the person that there's no Onah, and therefore if there is Onah, then obviously he says Dvar B'Talim and Mekach Tos. But now we come back to Shemitah. Hachi Nami. Im Amar Lo Rove Halveni Amanas Tiro Tishmeteni Ata B'Shvius. Here Rashi is saying Amar Lo Rove Halveni. Interesting, the Rove is saying this. Who's making it tonight? We assume the Malv is making it tonight. What, the Magid?
Yeah,
what do they change it to?
Malva.
Uh-huh. Amar Lo Malva?
Amanas.
Halveni? What's Halveni then?
They take out Halveni also.
They take it out Halveni. Where are you reading from? This is in Siyunim. Okay. Sounds better. Amar Lo Malva? What? Not Halveni. What?
Amanas.
Amanas. Shelo Tishmeteni Ata B'Shvius. Tanai who's there? You say Shelo Tishmeteni Ata B'Shvius. That's a Tanai. The Afal Pisha Hisna Mashakas B'Torah Tano Kaya. So that would be an example of Mas Mashakas B'Torah B'Davashamam that works, and that would be fine. That's not what Shmuel spoke about. Avo Imamalo Amanas Shelo Tishmeteni Shvius. Not Shelo Tishmeteni Ata. What's different about this? There's no Ata, and there's no. It's not bishvius, but the focus, the main difference would perhaps be the ata meaning you. Then it's not going to work. Why? Hashvius ena mesura biyado lehasnos. If you're speaking about Shvius itself, that shouldn't operate, halachas shmita shouldn't operate, but not focusing on the relationship, on you, on the gavra, then the tanai could not work, even though there is this halacha that's no kayam and you can make a because Shvius is not in your hands to decide that Shvius shouldn't work. What you could do is speak to the person. Okay, so what Rashi has done for us seems to be clear that the case that would work bein b'shvius, bein b'ona, is when the focus is on the person. Right? Ein l'cha olai ona, that would work. That's what Shmuel said over there, b'ona. And if you would say here, shlo tishmiteni ata b'shvius, that's relating to the person. So that would also work. The part, the lashon that would not work would be, like he says over here, by shvius, shlo tishmiteni shvius. And Rashi says, because the shvius is not mesur b'yado. And the counterpart by Ona, where it gets a little bit more hard to know why that lines up, that the Gemara brings Ona and now brings it back to Shvius, it says, Ein Bo Ona. For Rashi, what does that mean, Ein Bo Ona? I'm telling you, there's no Ona. And therefore it becomes Mekach Tos. So here, the difficulty is obvious. How does that Ein Bo Ona relate, correspond to Shotish Metene Shvius? This is what Tosis asks on Rashi. L'chora, you have to try to find the logic for the distinction both by Ona and by Shvius in the same way, the same contrast. The way that Rashi is learning, the Ein Bo Ona is a separate point. That there's a Mekach Tos. That's not what we're dealing with by Tosh Meten Shvius. Here it's because Rashi says, Ein Shvius Mesura B'yadam. If you want to make that Yesod the reason why it doesn't work by Shvius, then you have to find that Yesod in the case of Ona. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Yes, Yitzchak Yonason.
Just to clarify, Menashe says that Mabul say, Amenashe lo tishmatini ata b'shvius. He doesn't actually mean to say those words because the Gemara says just tishmatini b'shvius, right? He doesn't say that you really need the word ata.
Either Rashi was going ata, or that's the understanding. When we say b'shvius, it's talking about the person. In other words, either the ata is explicit or it's implicit. It's the basis for the distinction is the ata. In the Gemara, you don't have the word ata, but I think the bishvius makes it clear that the tishmeteni means not the Torah, but you. So for Rashi, either Rashi had the girsa ata, or that's the way you understand it. But that seems to be the basis for the distinction by shvius, whether it's about the person, or whether it, which we still have to explain what that means, what it's based on. We'll get to that. But when it comes to just the shvius of the Torah, then you can't make a tonight against the Torah. Yeah.
What would Rashi's case be in Ona for saying that tonight would work? What would the tonight be?
Ein l'cha olai Ona means you're not going to be claiming Ona. That means I'm coming to you and saying you are forfeiting your claim of Ona. So that's a tonight shabimamo, and that can work.
So through what method is that?
So that's what we're saying. So for now, we're going to say with Rabbi Yehuda, right? The other way is to say that it goes with Rabbi Meir as well, and the distinction of the Gemara of Adai Ka'akar, which was going to be the discussion in the Tosis, the first Tosis here. For now, we'll keep it simple. We'll come to the Tosis about the Ka'akar. We're going to say, the Gemara says in the Shali, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mashiksus Va'ona, you can make a Tanai Shememamon to override the Torah. Masa Mashkas B'Torah Tano Kayam. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But that's only going to be if the way you make the tanai is relating to the person and you want them, right, to go along with your tanai, and it's davar shebemamon. Ona is davar shebemamon, shvius is davar shebemamon. But the part that the version that will not work, so by shvius it's shelo tishmeteni shvius, and the other point is because shvius is not up to you and you're not speaking to the person, you're not speaking to the issue of the person's Mechila, so to speak, it's speaking about the Torah, that you can't go against the Torah in that way. By Onat, Rashi has a different word. Rashi says, by Onat, if you said, Ein Bo Onat, Harei Yesh Bo Onat, you're telling the person there is no Onat, but there is, so therefore it's going to be Mekach Tos. The Tosis here quotes Rashi. The second Tosis we'll do first. Amnas She'ein Bo Onat, Harei Yesh Bo Onat, Pirish HaKuntris, Amnas She'ein Bo Onat, Kolomar. Here Tosis has a Kolomar. What does it mean? Amnas she'ein bo ona. Kolomar ani mavticha me'ona she'ein bo. Rashi doesn't say these words. Tosfos is paraphrasing Rashi. Ani mavticha me'ona she'ein bo. I'm guaranteeing, reassuring you, there's no ona. V'arei yesh bo ona. Da'havi mekach tos shekiches. Shekiches lo. We lied to him. He told him one thing, and it's not true. So the whole thing is a mekach tos. If I misrepresent what I'm selling, then the whole sale is invalid. Because you see, there is onas, so the whole thing is not going to work. V'lo nira. So Tos says, that pshat of Rashi, I'm not she'ein bo onah, hariyesh bo onah, means that I'm telling you there's no onah, and that's why it's not going to work. It's a mekach tos. Dehechim edama, how can anyone now compare and say hachinami? So too, we'll carry it over to our examples. Amnas yotish miteini shvius, which is the case that Shmuel spoke about, that we quote is shvius mishametas. For hasim was shayach time at the mekach tos. Right, so the svar that you're plugging into onah of ein bo onah, that is not shayach to the case of shvius. And you want it to be lined up, you have to line them up in both examples of onah to line up the counterpart by shvius. The mekach tos is a specific idea by onah. Ein bo onah. I'm telling you one thing, it's really the opposite. That's not what you have over here. The Ritva has a variation of this kasha. He says it's different than the case of onah in that by shvius, both cases, both tanayim, both versions are letovas hamalve. One version works, one version doesn't work. Right? So it's teteni ata bishvius will work to benefit the malve, that the shvius won't be mishamit. Shulatish metini shvius, which is also to benefit who? The malve, but that won't work. According to Rashi, what's going to be by onah? She'ingacha alai onah is benefiting who? The malve. She'ing bo onah is a tanai that's coming to benefit who? The love. It's also uneven. That's the way the Ritva has the kasha and Rashi. It's a variation of Tosa's kasha. Tosa's here asks, it's not shaykh mekach tos. The svara there by ein bo onah is a specific svara to onah. So that's not what we're dealing with by shvius. So this is a kasha. Because of this, Tosas has a different reading of the Gemara. Kach pirish Rashbam, Amanas she'ein bo onah is as follows. Not the way Rashi learns, Amanas she'ein bo onah means I'm reassuring you it doesn't have onah. No, it's also something that the Malva wants for his benefit, but the way he phrases it is a faulty way to phrase it. Meaning, Mashma shelo yachu iso lav de lo son ala mekach. He doesn't want the love of the Torah to take effect on his sale. There shouldn't be the love of onah should not exist here. The al kacha chuchal she'en yachol levatel. What's the gimel here? Levatel halav mi osa onah. You can't take away what the Torah says. The Torah says the love of onah. You can't say head on with the Torah that there shouldn't be an iser onah. That's why it doesn't work. Al menas she'en lecha alay onah kilomar shelo titva li ha'onah. There, we're speaking about the claim, the monetary claim. Elotim choli, then to know kayim. That's the distinction by onah. So what's the difference? Ein bo onah is saying that the Torah's love should not exist. There should be no laws of onah on the books. Can't say that. How can you circumvent the Torah? You could say that your claim, the davish of the mammon, which is what makes your tanai valid, so you say your claim, you're forfeiting. That would not work. If I take you after Shemitah, the Isser should not take effect. So what did Tosas do? How did Tosas gain in his pshat? Now it lines up. How does it line up? Because the problem by Onah is when you want to go head on against the laws of the Torah, and as if you're saying that the Isser should not apply here. The whole iser of onah and the whole halachas of shvius, that you can't do. You could speak to the person about the mammon component that they're forfeiting their claim of the onah, and so too bashmita. So the so too bashmita is what we have to figure out. Tosus didn't; he left us hanging on that. Just in terms of Rashi, l'chara Rashi also ends up by shmita with that distinction. Right? What did Rashi say? You can't say shotish miteni shvius because shvius is not up to you to make a condition of that. What is up to you? To say to the person. Ma'aseh by onah, the distinction is something different. Ein ba'onah is about reassuring the person that there's no anas. So Tosfos in Bava Metzia says, in a chinami, in terms of Rashi, really, the svaras don't line up, but the fact is that there's a difference in the language. You can have it one way it works, another way it doesn't work, by anas. So too by Shvius, the svara, by Shvius, to distinguish, is not going to be the same svara that you find by anas. That the case that Onah doesn't work is based on Mekach Tos, and the reason why Shvius doesn't work is because Ein Shvius Mesura B'Yado. The Gemara just wants to show you that you see there are differences in how it's phrased. That's what Tosfos says in defense of Rashi in Bava Metzia. Yeshuomar de lo medami ela kehecha de gabi Onah yeshchiluk bin Lashon she'ein alav u'she'ein bo achinami gabi Shvius yeshchiluk bin Lashon zeh u'Lashon zeh. That's how Tosfos learns Medas Rashi. Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashban, Tosis brings like he brings by us. Ein ba onah mashma amnas shel yochel iser de lo sono al mekav v'akochel chuchal v'astav imamesh dumed shvius. You have to know Tosis meant per se the iser because it's focused on the iser versus the mammon, or did Tosis mean that we're talking about the construct of the Torah versus the gavra? You are going to give up what has to do with you within that construct. In other words, if I speak about the construct as a whole, I can't do that in a Tanai. But if I try to isolate within that construct the aspects of this that have to do with the individual and the monetary stake of the individual, that's where the Tanai works. The lesson of Tosis perhaps is a little more mashba, that the problematic case is because it's you're talking about the Isser in your language. In other words, ein bo onah, or lo tedei shvius, if I'm saying lo yachol iser onah, and here I didn't speak about the iser, then it works. But it could be that Tosis doesn't necessarily have to mean it per se because of the iser. He means because I'm not speaking about the specific aspect of the person's monetary stake in this construct. The construct is the iser, but the whole paradigm of onah. But if I'm not going to try to pull out of that paradigm the specific aspect, which is what the person is a bailamon, which is the mammon of it, then it's not going to work. Is that caught against the Torah? Could be that's what Tosis really would mean. It doesn't have to mean dafka because he's focusing on the iser per se. It means he's not focusing on the mammon component more specifically. By speaking about the person, then you're focusing on the mammon. If you're not going to focus on the person, you're going to say Onah in general, Shvius in general, not about you, then Memela, it's against the Torah. Could be that's the real Nekud in Tosfos, which means that really Rashi is saying the same thing in that regard also. Shvius is not Mesura B'Yado, but what does work? Lo Tishmiteini B'Shvius, or Tishmiteini Ata B'Shvius. But here, we require a lot of thought, because B'Shlama by Onah, what does it mean practically, in practical terms? What is this Tanai doing by Onah? What's the Tanai doing? Based on the laws of Onah, the Torah, you would have a right to make a monetary claim against me for the Onah, to get it back or whatever, to validate the sale, to get back the Onah. There would be a monetary claim you'd have against me for that Onah. What the Tanai is saying is agree to forfeit your claim. Right? So that's where the Tanai that works will operate. When it comes to Shvius, what would this mean? What does it mean? Simply the Taich. The Torah says that comes Shvius, the loans are canceled. So what does it mean now? You make a Tanai, Shelo Tishmiteini Shvius. What are you saying? What do you be mocha? What does it mean? And Tosis, there's no kolomar in that, right? The Tosis starts the kolomar in the beginning by onah, the end yesh bo onah. What is the took it for granted? What does it mean? What are you doing exactly? What is the tnai shel mamon over here by Shvius that allows you to collect the chov after Shvius because you made this tnai? Again, by onah we understand better. What's by onah? The reason it works is because I'm telling you, you're agreeing with this Tanai, you're agreeing to not make that claim that you have, and there the Torah there is a basis for Tanai, Davashab Mamon, that you could forfeit the monetary claim. What does it mean by Shvius? The Torah cancels the debt. What does it mean you're going to pay me? How do we understand it? Yes, Shmuel.
You said yesterday that the hope is really still there.
So we're going to have to get there. We're going to get there. Chor, what we had yesterday is going to help us a lot. Yes, everyone is already jumping on that. But before we get there, let's try to present what many Achronim say, and then see what the where that leads us. But I think ultimately we're going to come to what you're saying and try to elaborate on it. I think that's going to help us a lot. That you sort of have Nachum yesterday. But Lamaisa, the Achronim deal with this by quoting a Rambam. I mean, everyone struggles with this kasha. Like, what's the parallel here to Onah? That you can have a Tanai and allow yourself to collect the chol post shvius because it is Tanai. What does it mean? What's the person mochel? The Torah canceled it. Lamaisa, he doesn't know. If he doesn't owe, he doesn't owe. So what does it mean now that you're making the person a deal, make a Tanai that he's going to pay you? The Lashon of Vittel's Teretz is interesting, and I think that's where we're going to end up maybe suggesting something with the language. The Lashon there was that you should not lo timna milefro lik shegias man hashmita. Lo timna milefro. But Maisa, there's a Lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says the following words in Perek Tes of Shemitah B'Yovel, when he brings this halacha. Halacha Yud, Hamavis Chavero, Vihisna Imo, Shalotish Metenu Shabias. Hareza Nishma, Shabias abandons the Chol. She'eno Yachol Levatel Din HaShabias. That's part one of the Rambam. However, Hisna Imo, Shalo Yashmit Hu Chov Zeh, Vafil B'Shvias. Notice how the Rambam formulates the Tanai that works. Shalo Yashmit Hu Chov Zeh, Vafil B'Shvias, Tano Kayam. Shakol Tanai Shabimamon Kayam. The Nimsa Zeh, Chiv Atmo B'Mamon, Shalo Chiva Oso Torah Bo Shul Chayv. Those words of the Rambam, how he concludes that the Tanai works. And it turns out, therefore, that this Lovet has obligated himself in Mammon Shelo Chiva Sator. Torah did not obligate him in this Mammon that he's Chayiv, and he's obligated himself in that Mammon. So the Rambam puts into this case where you made a Tanai with a Lashon of Shelo Yashmit Hu Chov Zeh Afilu B'Shvius. The Rambam puts into that case that this person has obligated himself in a Chiyuv Shelo Chiva Sator. So many Achronim suggest that Stipler has a piece on this in Simon Dalit, the old Simon Gimel rather, in the old version. Maybe now it's a different number in the new editions. But the Stipler says the Rambam sounds like he's saying that there's a new Eschaibus. In other words, what you have in this Tanai is getting the Lover to obligate himself in a new Chiyuv. The Chov. The old chov is canceled. That the Torah did that. But when you make this Tanai, what you're really doing is getting an obligation on the part of the Lover to pay that amount of money that he borrowed, the Torah's his chayvus chadasha. Again, see the words of the Rambam. The nimsa zeh chiv atzma b'mamon shelo chiva oso Torah bo shehu chayv. Now, Rabosai, the words we have to come back to, but what's the problem in logic here? So it's a new eschaimus. Everything is good? What?
Also going to get
canceled. Say it again.
The
so what are you gaining? So the new eschaimus gets canceled with Shvius. Is that so pashut?
He just said in the halacha before that.
What did he say?
If you can't.
If
you can't collect till
that will get to the next Gemara. We'll get to that for the next Gemara. I know that's a separate difficult round of Shalmi. You're asking like this. What do you say?
The Rambam's saying it's a problem that it's a new chiyuv.
No, the Rambam's saying that that's why it works because
can
it becomes a new chiyuv. What?
Can he just voluntarily pay it back? The But he's
binds him to this? What's bind? So what is it? Is he paying the chov? Is he paying his own nuchiv that he obligated himself in? He doesn't want to. Amai said at the end of the day he doesn't want to, but he agreed at the time of the halva. And now, this, if it's not valid, then it becomes binding, right? And now the malva will collect. So what's the basis of malva collecting? Either chov was nishmat. The answer is no. He has a new ischayvus. So there are a lot of issues here that have to be thought through here. So first and foremost, what you just brought up, new ischayvus, let that be canceled. So not so simple. So what does this depend on? So the Stagma brings up a machlokas, Rashi and Tosis, the beginning of Perek Afopi and Ksuvis, fifth Perek of Ksuvis, that relates to the following question. What types of debts does Shemitah cancel? These are the Mishnais in the beginning of there in the Perek Yud of Shviyas. L'mashal, a halva is canceled by Shviyas, right? That we know. What about other types of owing money? Hakafas chanus, someone extends credit when you buy in their shop, and now you owe them for having purchased something, but that wasn't money given to you as a loan. Is that going to be canceled by Shviyas? What about schasachir? Someone works for you, and you owe them for their work, for their labor. Does that money that I owe the person who worked for me get canceled in Shviyas? Only halva. So the Mishnah seem to say there's machokas tanoim, really, but at least according to some tanoim, hakafas chanus and schasachir does not get negated, does not get canceled. Now, what about a schaivus? That means I am obligating myself to owe a certain amount of money. Now comes Shviyas. Do I still owe or do I not? It wasn't money that I became obligated through halva, but I self-obligated myself. I made myself chayiv to be chayiv you some amount of money. So Rashi and Tosfos seem to disagree on this question. Beginning of Perek Aleph Al Pi, the question is in the Geya Tosefes Ksuva. So it says there that Shviyas is not Mishamit. So Rashi says, because the same way by Ksuva, it's not Mishamit, it's a Tanai based in. So Tosefes Ksuva is what a person decides to add to the amount he wants to pledge for the Ksuva. So Rashi says, the same halacha, it's a Tanai based in, so Shviyas is not Mishamit. Tosfos there, in the beginning of Perek Aleph Al Pi, it's on Daf Nun Hamid Aleph, the Maschav B'le Shviyas. Tosfos says that Rashi didn't need to say that, because according to those Tanoim who say that Hakafas Chanus and Schasachir do not get cancelled by Shviyas, because it wasn't Halva, says Tosfos, so too a Hischaivus, like Tosefes Ksuva, which is you're making yourself obligated on your own, will not get cancelled by Shviyas, because it's not a halva. It goes in the same category as Hakafas Chanus and Schasachir. So Machokas Vishonik. So in order to now justify what's going on over here and explain the words of the Rambam, so the first thing you have to get through is this question. Does a hischaivus get canceled by Shviyas? If you owe it, it does not, like Tosfos. So then we have what to talk about. Maybe we still have other issues to consider. But then we have a suggestion, right? We could say that the way that it works here, when you say Amenas Shlotish Meteni Ata B'Shviyas, or the way the Rambam has the phraseology, Shlo Yashvid Hu Chov Zeh, what it really means is that Shviyas cancels the Chov, but the person has become obligated in a new Eschayvus, and will have to hold like Tosfos there in that Nunhein Ksuvus, and we'll have to assume that Eschayvus does not get canceled with Shviyas. If we were hold Eschayvus gets canceled, then what have you gained? You still get canceled. Then the same way the original chov gets canceled, so Eschayvus gets canceled. What if you hold that? Then what? Okay, so let's try another. But wait, maybe we can still save it, even according to Rashi, because maybe we could say that if it's Eschayvus, maybe the Eschayvus would be Eschayvus for a certain amount of time that's past Shviyas. So what would we call that? Like a Eser Shanim. So there's no Lo Yigos yet. It's not the time didn't come yet. So maybe it's Toch Zmano. So if you hold, but now you have to get into the question before in our Gemara. what would be the halacha if the chov is not yet due in Shvius? Is Shvius mishamid or not? So that depends. According to the first lashon, Shvius is mishamid. But the second lashon, the Gemara, Shvius is not mishamid. Machok is had a paskin. So maybe you could say that. But the Steiger may not say this. I don't remember. But perhaps the newest chayvus, even if you hold a chayvus, does get canceled by Shvius. But not if it's Tokzmano, according to the second lesson of the Gemara before. So maybe we could still view it as Chayv. But there's other issues to say it's Chayvus. For example, when a person is Machayv himself, what binds the person to keep that promise? What do you need? What does the person, what does he need? A Shtar, a Kenyan. A Kenyan of some sort. You need a Kenyan. So where's the Kenyan? So where's the Kenyan? Was there a Kenyan here? Was there a Shtar? Did he make a Kenyan Suder? What Kenyan could you conceive we have here? What Kenyan? Maybe. What happened here? What was the story here? What's going on in front of us?
The original...
The Kesef that was given for the loan. So what? So that Kesef will double as a Kesef Kenyan for the Eschaivus. Is that Pasha? Can you do that? If the Kesef is being given B'Torah Salva, can that kesef also serve as mechanism for the kenyan of Israel? All this is very problematic. Now, to assume what's going on here is that this tanai of Almanasio Tishmiyata Vishvias is a way of saying that yes, the old chov is cancelled, but you're gonna be mukhiyev and new ischaivus. You have to figure out why is new ischaivus batul vishvias. You're gonna have to assume it's not, for whatever the reasons. You're gonna have to assume that there was a ischaivus with a kenyan. What is the kenyan? Where do we find it? Very not simple at all. So in a way, we're back to our question: whether it's the Rambam or Stav, how do you read the Gemara? What is happening here in the Tanai Amanas Yol Tishmeteni Ata B'Shvius that allows me to collect the Chov after Shvius? To say a new Eschayvus is far from simple. Yeah,
it's like he's. He's almost like binding himself to saying Afal Pichin.
Oh, okay. So, everyone's jumping the gun. Let's just see what the Achronim say. Then we'll try to bring this other. There's another Mahalach that the Stakwe also mentions. I found that the Kiv Eger in Peah, Tosis of the Kiv Eger, also says this to Tochad Varim. It's not in your sheets, but it's Kiv Eger in the sixth parak of Peah, Tosis of the Kiv Eger at the end of the parak, mentions this to Tochad Varim also. Talks about this sugi somewhat. Pshat is like this: I'm giving you money. Is it a loan, or is it pikadum? I'm only giving you the loan as a loan if you pay me before Shvius. If Shvius comes and goes, you know why I'm going to collect? Because I never gave you the loan to begin with. Then what was it by you? It's my money. It's hanging on your, it's just there for you to. You never had a right to this money as a loan. In other words, I'm stipulating in the halva that it's only a halva if you pay me before Shvius. Should Shvius come, and then we want Shvius to cancel the loan, so then really you never was a loan, retroactively. You hear the cheshbon. It's like a creative way to look at it. So how does it tonight work? And it works because it becomes as if it were because. So Stipe says this also, because he has to deal with Rashi. Rashi holds that Eschaivus is also canceled b'shvius. So he says near the Shitas Rashi who did the Masna v'Omer Masna Otish B'Teni Shvius. He means b'shvius. Ain't kind Eschaivus Klal Mitzad Alove. It's not a new Eschaivus. Raka Malve Hitil Tnai She Ain't No Malve Lo Ela B'Tnai. So the achash matas shvius yiten lo alove matana bi'alma. The lover will give him matana. Someone said that before. Kesach alva. Oh, lo. Or if he's not, yizbata havala mafreya. So mimanav shach yistar achishalem. See, if he's not going to fulfill the tenai, lo haya halva meolam. Ve'in amos biyadol pikadon. O b'gzeila. And shvius is not mishamid at pikadon or gzeila. If he wants to fulfill the tenai, that it should be like mafreya halva, then he has to pay him for kima tonight. That's how he puts it. Basically, you have to give me a present, and if you don't give me the present, then I never loaned you the money to begin with. So the loan got canceled. But being a loan is dependent on whether you fulfill the tonight of giving me the present. That's how he works it. So in other words, it's halva, and it remains alva to be canceled if you give me a present after Shvius. But if you don't fulfill the tonight, give me a present after Shvius, then it never was alva, in which case it never gets canceled because it was just money that was sitting by you, not as alva, because no gzela, it's gzela. So then, of course, you have to pay back the gzela afterwards. So either way, I'll get my money later. Okay, we're both saying one thing is clear. The Rambam didn't say that. That's not what the Rambam said. Right? The Rambam didn't say that. It's another way to work out the sugya. So after working, see the difficulty that we're struggling with. So what more can we bring to the table in light of what we saw yesterday that maybe could make it a lot easier to understand and maybe could work in the Rambam's lashon as well? Not the way Achronim are assuming that we're talking about as newest chayvus. After all, what's the lashon of the Gemara and even the Rambam too? When you say Almanas Shlotish Beteni Ata B'Shvius, how does the Gemara explain why does it work? Based on what principle? Based on what principle? And what is the words of the Gemara? Then what? Amnas shelo, if you would say Amnas shelo tishbeteni ata b'shvius, then what? Ein shvius mishamtaso. That's the words of the Gemara. According to all of the above, is that correct to say that? What did we just say? Amnas she'ein lo tishbeteni ata b'shvius. So what happens in effect? The Shvius is canceling the Chov. But what happens? There's a new obligation that's triggered at the same time. Obligation to give him a Tana, and if he doesn't give them a Tana, then it never was Ahava. But either way, what's happening is not that Shvius is not Meshavit. Shvius, to the extent that there was Ahava, Shvius is Meshavit. But there's a new Halacha that he's going to have to comply with a new Eschaivus. That's not what it says. It says Ein Shvius Mishamtasa. Sounds like what's happening is the Tanai is effective to see to it that this Chov will not be canceled. And the principle seems to rest on what idea? That B'davar Shebimamon, you can make a Tanai against the Torah. The way we're saying until now, you're not really going, you can't go against the Torah, it's just that you created a roundabout Hischaivus, a new halacha, a way that he'll have to pay you anyway, but it sounds we're working internally, not externally. We're working within the framework of Shvius, but we're able to find a way to make it work. By Onah L'mashal, what is it? A mechila on the tviyah of the Onah, on the claim of Onah. Seemingly it has to be something parallel to that, not a new Hischaivus. So what would that mean? What could it mean? So why do I say that yesterday's shiur would be helpful? Because the normal way to think about Shemitah's Ksafim is, of course, to say what? Torah canceled the Chov. The Chov is does not exist. It does not exist. It's canceled. But we brought yesterday raya from the Gemara Gittin and many more raya's. That's not what the Torah is saying. Shamot kol bal mashay yado. There is a Chov. The Chov didn't disappear inherently. That's why you can talk about being Machzir Chov b'Shvius, after Shvius, and call that Ruach HaCham Nocha Imanu. The Chov exists. What's changed is that superimposed on the Chov is a new paradigm called Shemitas Ksafim. That paradigm is a way of the Torah creating an abandonment of the Chov. A sense that the Malveh is now restricted in his ability. He's forbidden and he's restricted in his ability to access that money, to make a claim, to lord over the loaver, and to be able to collect that chov. His hands are tied, he's lost his koach hatviya. But that is a mechanism that Torah superimposed on the chov itself. There's two layers here. It's not that the chov disappeared, it's that the chov is what it is, and then chov triggers with it normally the natural imbalance of power that comes with being a malveh and his being a loveh, which allows me to come and be nogase him for what he owes me. And that entire power issue that is superimposed on the chov, that's what the Torah is eliminating. That it's a new layer. From the perspective of the lover wanting to pay the chov, if it's coming from him, from his initiative, if it's afal pikein, the matana, kein matana, there's no problem. He's paying the chov. He's not paying a matana be'etzem. He's paying the chov. But it's not the malv extracting the payment. At Kedei Kach, that we saw Rashi says that once he says, I want to pay you, and he says, Meshamed Ani, the Malva can actually force him out of Beis Din to say Afa Pikein. He's collecting the Chob. It's not like a new Matana he's forcing him to pay. If that's the Pshat in Shmitas Ksafim, then we have a way to think about this Tanai. It's not such a foreign idea. Lamaisa, what you have in the Tanai is the Malva tells the Lova, there's a Chob, but the Torah created this mechanism of Shmitas Ksafim, which says that you have to deal with this chov within the construct of Shmitas Ksafim, which means now that the Malva lost his power to be no geis and everything else. But that's a monetary layer that the Torah puts on top of the chov. But Dover Shebe Mamot No Kaya, I make the deal with you, and I say you deal with this chov not in a Shmitas Ksafim framework. Deal with this chov without that framework. You'll pay me even after Shvius. Shelo Tishbetein Ata B'Shvius. You won't conduct yourself in accordance with this new system called Shmitas Ksafim. Were I to say that the chov is negated over Obatel, we can't say such a thing. What does that mean? That's why no one else could, you know, until you say this, you have to create some other idea, new schaivas. The Torah canceled the dead, zel. But now it's saying the Torah didn't cancel that. The dead exists. But the Torah placed on the chov this new hanhaga of how it's to be dealt with. So the Malva tells the Lover, and the Lover agrees, because it's a davish of the mammon, this issue is mammon related. So the Lova agrees to relate to this chov not within the way the Torah prescribes, in the manner that the Torah leveled the playing field and the Malva has no claim. No, the Lova agrees to surrender those privileges that he has as a Lova, that the Malva should not ward over him and be able to collect. The Lova is surrendering that. He's allowing this chov to exist without that new paradigm that the Torah created. In the same way that by Onah, the Tanai is telling the Lova, be mochel the Tvias Onah. In the same way, by Shvius, if you formulate the Tanai, not Shlot Tishmeteini Shvius by itself, you're going head on against the Torah in that way. You're telling the person, you will not be Meshamet me b'Shvius. You will not conduct yourself in the manner of this new layer that Torah imposes that does not let me extract payment. No, you're giving that up. Then the Malva retains his right to collect the chov in a normal way, because that's the Tanai Shel Mamon that works. So it's more simple. And the Rambam's words don't have to necessarily mean a new eschaibus. After all, the Rambam himself calls it Tanai Shel Mamon, the very same Rambam. The Rambam's Hisnei Moshe Lo Yashmit Hu Chov Zeh. Notice, Va'afilu B'Shvius. What's that afilu? To know Kayim, she called tonight said Mammon Kayim, the Nimsa Zechiva Asmed Mammon Shulchiva also Torah Boshulchayev, meaning the Torah wouldn't have, but based on the Torah, you would not have to be paying the Chov, you'd be able to conduct yourself in the manner that you wouldn't have to pay. But he's Machayev himself to relate to this Chov as if the Torah didn't say that. What's Afilu B'Shvius? What's Afilu B'Shvius? Come what may, I'll pay you the Chov. I'll pay you the chov. Even though Shvius comes, I ignore it. I'm willing to ignore that hanhaga of Shvius. Afilu b'Shvius. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz that we started with. The words are exactly what they say. What was Rabbeinu Peretz's language? He goes back to Shvius, he says, Vayona in chalayna so titve'eni bedin midin ona. T'no kayim. Fine. I'm not going to say Shvius. Shlo timna nilefroli kshagias man hashmita. That's master mashakas of the Torah. Ein Shvius misham tasa. That's the words of the Gemara. If you agree that you're not going to conduct yourself with the privilege, the monetary privilege that the Torah assigned to the chov of shvius, that the lovet doesn't have to pay. But you're allowing yourself to conduct yourself in a manner that the lovet will pay, too. So then t'no kayim, like the words say. The only question that everybody should be thinking about is, but Rabosai, what about the iser of lo yigos? What happened to the iser lo yigos? According to this, the malva has every right to force to come in and demand payment because he made this tonight. What happened to the iser of lo yigos? Where did that go? There's an iser of lo yigos in the Torah. It's an iser, right? So how does all this help to remove the iser lav of lo yigos, isurim? Where did that disappear?
Saying like the Rambam, then there's no Torah.
Where is the, why is there no violation of lo yigos?
It's not chov.
Again, no. What do you mean? Well, because today it's only Rabbanan. Shmita Zara said Rabbanan, you know.
No, because the Rambam says at the end, Nimsa, you're going to find that it's just not a field.
No, but the way I mean the Rambam, it doesn't mean Nu
Eschaivas.
The Rambam means it's Eschaivas. He agrees. No, he's agreeing not to relate to this chov the way the Torah would expect. The Torah would tell him, your putzer to pay. He's willing to not embrace that paradigm of the Torah that he should be pater. Menela, he's agreeing to pay the chov after shvius, like the words are saying. He's agreeing to pay. But how does the malva have a right to demand the payment after shvius? He could, right? If this tonight works, the malva can come knocking his door and demand the payment because he made this tonight. So where did the malva have a right to violate the iser lo yigos? How do we take care of the iser lo yigos?
The lover basically said, he agreed to pay back despite shvius.
Yeah, but the difference of the beginning is he came already and he's giving him. Now we're saying that tonight was made l'chatchila at the time of the halva. Now Shemitah comes and goes. The day after Shemitah ends, the malva is knocking on the door and demanding payment. It takes him to Beis Din. He made it tonight. I'm not saying what the Shemitah is. It was a good tonight. Beis Din says, you're an Avarian. You're violating the Sinai Torah. Well, he goes. And obviously he's not. Why not? Why is he violating the egos? What do you have to say? Yeah?
If the Lova gave up his rights to Shemitah in general,
so, yeah.
The Isser of Lo Yigos shouldn't apply.
So, good. You're saying good. You're saying the following. Lo Yigos has two parts to it. And they go together. Lo Yigos means he's not allowed that the Isser, he's not allowed to demand payment, to oppress the lover and demand payment, but it also is depriving him of the koach of tvia, as we discussed yesterday. In other words, the malve has lost his ability to be tvia. Again, that's what Shemitah Safin means. That was the element of the mammon. In other words, it's not just, again, there was the Urayim, but where we said yesterday, he lost his koach of tvia. The chov exists, but he can't access it. He can't come to the lover and demand the payment. And he doesn't have ability to... Memela, the lover is pater to pay, right? Now, if the lover is not seizing the privilege that Shemitah grants him to be pater, that means that he's surrendering that schus. That means that the malva has retained his koach ha-tviya. If the malva still has the power to be tovea, then it's not an iser from tovea either. Because the lo yigos is two things at the same time. It's depriving the malva of its koach, and it's a prohibition. You can't separate that. If the tanai works to the extent that the lova is willing to pay, and the malva therefore retains his koach to demand the payment, if he has the koach to demand the payment, then it's not prohibited from doing it. You can't separate the iser of lo yigos from the inability, from the koach that the Torah removed from him. If the tnai was effective, that the malva did not lose his koach to be toveya, then he doesn't have an iser either. It's a package. So the mela, what we're trying to say is more of a simple mahalach in the Gemara. I mean, you have to swallow the souls from yesterday in order to say this. But the mahalach is not a newest chayvus. It's not that it's a t'nai in the halva that if it's not going to be a numatana, then it'll be a pikadon or gzeira. It's like the words are saying. It's a t'nai shebimamum. And it's masta mashakasa bat Torah t'nol kaya. And it's ein shvias misham tasam. But why do you call this? How does Lov agree? God such a t'nai, the Torah says it's canceled? No, the Torah didn't cancel. The Torah gave tzchusim to the Lovah that are now superimposed on the Chov. The Lovah is forfeiting those tzchusim. Nemela, the mechanism of Shemipas Ksafim falls away because it's davish of the Mammon. The Malva retains his right to demand payment, and if so, he also has no prohibition. He has no issa either. And that's the Rambam's Davar Chadash, the Rambam says. The Mammon Shaluchiva also Torah bo. Because the Torah would have said he doesn't have to pay. But he is Mechayiv himself to pay that Chov. But it's that Chov, it's not something new. It's not a new Matan. Yes, Alec. Yeah.
Wouldn't this Mela be a T'nai on the Isser? Yeah.
So that's what we're saying. It's a T'nai on the Mammon. If the and once the Koach HaTviyah is still here, then there's no Isser either. The T'nai is on the because there's a Davash of the Mammon here. The issue is Mammon. There's also Isser, but the Isser will fall away if the Malva retains his rights to be Toveya, then there's no Isser either. Yes.
Everybody has the ability to make
a
t'nai. Why is there ever a need for a prisoner?
Oh, so who asked that kasha? Excellent kasha. Who asked that kasha? We've shown it. Excellent kasha. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Gittin, and here also. The Ritva, I believe, is here too. The Ritva has your kasha. He's asking good. What do you need a prisoner then? You can always make a t'nai. I'm not sure what this is. The Ritva, it's in Gittin also, but I think the Ritva is over here. Let's take a look. The Yimtomar, the last piece in this Gemara. The Yimtomar, Kevin Shetnai Zekayam, Lomo Hutzva Chilu Takim Prusbul. The Ritva's Kasha. Mechavim to Ritva's Kasha. The Yeshu Omar says the Ritva, the Haleisa, the Ein Kol Adam Zachar Lahasnus came to Shas Halva. You have to remember Shas Halva to make such a Tanai, not everybody remembers. The Gamay No Rotze, Shanira Kiyu Messiah Melubas Chobis Mano. It doesn't make him look good. He's like he's trying to, even though he's technically allowed to do such a t'nai, but it looks like you're, you know, you don't take the Torah seriously. You want to go get him. Prisbul is more of an honorable way to circumvent shmitas ksafim. This is a more dishonorable way. The perception isn't so good. If you start doing this, prisbul huzecher l'shvias av shemilsa. In other words, whenever there's a prisbul, shvias is remembered. Ah, why are you doing prisbul? Ah, shmitas ksafim. So, if anything, even though the net result of prisbul is that you have to pay, but everyone realizes that the very same measure of prisbul is reminding everybody there's such a halacha. If everyone's just going to do tanayim like this, and prisbul is not available to them, then before you know it, the whole thing would be forgotten. By doing prisbul, people say, oh, now I don't have to make such a tanayim, I have prisbul. But prisbul itself becomes a way of reminding people that there is a Torah Shemitas Ksafim. So the irony is that even though it's going to end up allowing the Mavet to collect, it's also going to remind people about the halacha. Whereas if you just don't do prisbul, just rely on the t'nai, then before you know it, everyone makes the t'nai, and then no one's going to know the halacha. These are all various answers of the Ritva. Someone else. Yosef.
Yeah, can you say in this case it's different than using Gittin? Because Gittin, the Lov has initiating them to allow the Malva to initiate.
What do you mean in Gittin?
The Kishin Gittin was the Gittin, the Lov first wants to pay back, and the Malva says...
Yeah, so that's correct.
But here the Malva is initiating the Malva, so why is
in a Chinami, no, that's the point. It's not the same thing, it's not Afal Pikein. It's not the same thing. Afal Pikein is the pshat that the Chov exists, and the Lova is, even within the framework of Shmitas Ksafim, there's allowance for the Lova paying the Chov of his own initiative. That's within the system. Here, we're going around the system. But we're doing it because Masna Masna Kasa Batar Tano Kaya. You are removing the paradox of some. There you're not. There you're working within the system. The system itself allows the Lovet to pay on his own terms. That's within the halachas of Shvitas Ksav, Afal Pikein. Hamachsuk HaBeshvias, Vucham Nocha Imen, all good. Here we're saying that because of Davish of Mammon, and because it's a separate layer that the Torah imposed on top of the Chov, so now there is ability for a T'nai of Davish of Mammon, just like Shrek Suzva Ona, according to Yehuda. Just like you can have a tnai on davar shebemamon and it can change the halacha, because davar shebemamon, you're bailam on it. You can decide. So the loveh is going to be able to say, I agree to the tnai, I agree to your terms, and I'll pay anyway. And the mela, that whole layer of the Torah moves away, because you're working to push it away through the tnai. There is a ksos, a very interesting kasha of the ksos. Now the ksos has a cheshbon to answer it, which is based on the Tosas we haven't read yet, but on our own, let's think if we can suggest a solution to this kasha. You have the ksos, I think, right? An interesting kasha of the ksos. We had before, the question in the sugya was, you loan somebody for Esa Shanim. So according to the first version in the Gemara, the Shvius is Meshamet, even though there's no Go Yigos in Shemitah, but it will come with the Go Yigos. So Shvius is Meshamet. According to the second Lashon, Shvius is not Meshamet. Why? Because in a time of Shemitah, it's not collectible, because it's Esa Shanim. Pethik Sos, what do I need in a second lesson to tell me it's not Meshamet because it's not collectible during Shemitah? What do you need that reason? And the first lesson that says it is going to be collectible because, I mean, it's going to be Meshamet because it's going to come with Elo Yigos. Tektik Sos, every case of a person who loans Le'eser Shanim should be no different than a person who makes a Tnai B'Shas Halva Amanas Shlotish Mateni Ata Vishvis. Everybody knows the Shemitah is going to come in the middle. And he brings the way that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, this tonight doesn't have to be explicit. It could be implicit. Let's say a person uses a Lashon that it should be like a Pikadon. You write a Lashon Pikadon in the Shtar. So the Ksos quotes from the Raman, Siftes. It's here, it's on your page. The Chaynim Kasa Bishtar Lashon Pikado. Right? Siftes is the Machaber, says, Hamabas Chavero Vihisne Moshutish Betenu Shvius, Harezin Nishmat, Avom Hisne Shalo Yashmid Hu Chov Zeh Afil Bishvius, No Kayim, right? That's the Lashon Aramba, right? Sok the Rama, Hagah, V'cheinim kasa b'shtar lashon pikadon. Eina mishametas d'lochi kasa b'lashon pikadon shelo yishamet. Marik. So what does he bring from the Marik? If a person writes in the shtar halva lashon pikadon, what is he trying to convey? The same thing as if he would make a tnai shelo tishmeteni ata b'shvias. Because pikadon, we know, doesn't get cancelled by shvias. So if he writes a Lashon Pikadon, then the Chov is collectible after Shvius, because it's Ke'ilu, he would be making a Tanai, Shulish Tzvitin Atav Shvius. Tractic Sos. So now, if he makes a Tanai, if he says, I'm loaning you for 10 years. No. So everyone knows that Shvius is going to be in the middle. So let it be that Shvius is not Meshamet, because it's no different than if he wrote a Lashon Pikadon in the Shtar, or if he made an explicit tonight of Shlotish B'teini Ata B'Shvius. So how could the first Lashon say that the Shvius is Meshamet? Chorish like a tonight of Shlotish B'teini Ata B'Shvius. And why don't you come on in the second reason to the fact that it doesn't come with Ego Yigos, it's not Yigos, it's because of this, because it's a tonight. Let's see, Nixos. You see, he quotes the Gemara's Malas Hashanim, the two Hashanahs of the Gemara. L'chora kasha, tepek lei, kishamavu es Hashanim, hare yischayev atmo lefro, es Hashanim. V'lo gara mitnai, amnas yotash mitenis shviyas, de'embo mishamasa mashkosa b'tora, shum diyacha l'chayev atmo v'dabashe b'mama. V'afiu kasa b'shtag l'ashem b'kadan mahani. Mikoshi yonzeh, shechiyev atmo l'achar es Hashanim. Let the person's obligation that he assumed, the Eser Shanim, work as if it were Tanai. The way that we're explaining, the way that the Achronim explained it, it's a new Tanai, a new Eschaivus, I hear the Ksas, the Sosis Kash. The way that we're learning now, maybe there's a very big difference. To the contrary. Where do you see in a loan for Eser Shanim that he's saying, I'm going to pay you after Shvius? To the contrary. I'm a chayv myself for a loan, come Shvius, cancels galon. There's nothing in these words that suggest that we're trying to make a tnai of davar shebamamon over the Torah. In order to do that, there has to be something here that says, I'm willing to pay even though there's going to be a shvius. I'm willing to pay. Where do you see that? If you say, you're saying, I'm going to pay you after shvius, like the Tosafot made on parrots. I'm willing to pay after shvius. Pikadon. Pikadon, shvius is not mishamit. You write pikadon, you're saying, shvius should not be mishamit. That's a tnai of the mamon. If I say I'm loaning for 10 years, that's saying I want to pay after Shvius? That's saying that's my loan? No, but there's a Torah that says, come Shvius, cancels the loan. To the contrary, there has to be something here that says Shvius shouldn't be mishamet. The fact that Shvius is going to come inevitably and I'm taking a loan for 10 years doesn't say Shvius is not mishamet, this loan. It says, I'm taking a loan. Good, come Shvius, it's Meshavet the loan. Why are you giving more priority to my loan than Torah Shmita? Torah Shmita comes on the loan and cancels it. I have to take that paradigm of the Torah and say, but I'm going to convert this loan into something that's going to rise above the Torah's Shvius. What can do that? A Tnai Lehedya that says, Shlot is Meteyat of Shvius. Or writing Pikadon, even though it's Beremiza. But the remez is clear. What is the remez of saying pikadon? Pikadon says being immune to the Torah Shmita. But when you loan for 10 years, there's nothing in those words that says Shvius shouldn't be Meshamet. It says a loan for 10 years. Good. A loan for 10 years. Register. No, the Torah says Shvius cancels loans. That's not going to work. It's not going to rise to the level of what we're talking about. So Tanai Shabim Mamon has to be something that you can read all over what you see, even if it's implicit, that I don't want Shvius to come here and do its thing. A loan for 10 years doesn't say that. We all know that Shvius is going to be there, but there's nothing in the loan itself that says it. If it were to be a new Eschaivus, like you said before, then I hear the Xosis Kasha. No, Lamaisa, if I'm saying I'm paying off 10 years, and I ever know Shmita's coming, so maybe it's Ke'ilu I was saying, I'm going to mechayev myself a matana. Good. But if it's not because it's a new eschayvus, it's because I'm willing to take what I'm saying and say, afal p'kein, I want it to work without the Torah. I want to be able to pay afterwards. Then there has to be something in what I'm doing that directly says, I don't want the Torah Shmita to take effect. Pikadon is a way of saying Shmita doesn't take effect. Al menas to Shmita of Shvius means Shmita shouldn't take effect. To loan for 10 years. Good. So you loan for 10 years. Shmita says cancels. Okay. We have to still do that tosis on Rabbi Ka'akar and then Mr. Shem, the next Mr. Gemara.